Rusty Quill presents.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Somewhere, a clock is ticking. Welcome back to Spirit Box Radio. Hello, faithful listeners. I finally went into Em's bedroom, and I think I know why there doesn't seem to be a way for me to work out how the spirit box services work. I always loved radios. Anna and Kitty always said it. They always said I loved it, and I found this letter. It was on Em's pillow, in a crisp white envelope, waiting. There was a layer of dust. A shaft of sun was coming through the curtains when I picked up the letter. I could see the dust dancing in it like fairies. The envelope said, "To my darling Sam." "To my darling Sam, please forgive me for what I've done. I wish I could explain myself, but I am afraid everyone who knows is forbidden to speak a word. And it is by design, my darling boy, because I think some part of him fears you. I wish I could tell you what you are, but I do not know. I have never known. All I have ever done is try to keep you safe, and I would never expect you to understand. I have made mistakes, I'm sure. But I've made them in earnest. I have never been suited to parenthood. More than that, I need you to understand that I did try to stop it. I didn't stand back and accept it. I tried to fight. I did. At every turn, I fought to resist it. But whatever it is, the parts of you that belong to your father, I tried to purge it from you. But it took so much. I didn't know. I didn't understand. How could I understand? He is the arcane. It defies understanding by its nature. The Blood Rose King is a pretty name I think he may have fashioned for himself, but there is no need to hide what he is, because what he is impossible, inexplicable, unknowable. You will grow up strong, my darling boy. There is so much good inside of you. I think I have mistaken naivety for purity. But by gods, at your core, I know that you are good. These powers you gave me, they are strong enough that I can tell you that. I will not try to explain myself because I know no explanation I can give will be enough. So just know I have loved you in my own foolish way, and I kept myself distant from you, from my dear Kitty and Anna too, to try and keep the darker parts of me as far from you as I could. I have wasted so much time, darling boy. I love you. M. So that's it. That's the letter she wrote to me. It's been there the whole time, just waiting for me to step into her room. If I'd gone in there then, well, I'd have known to be furious sooner, so there's that. I won't try to explain myself. Why not, Em? Don't you owe me that? Even just half of an explanation at least? No? Well, I can't contact you via the spirit box services or by a casting circle, or by holding a seance on my own. So, I think, well, there's only one thing for it. At CovenBabe666, I think you're right, and we should hold a group seance. And send. Oh, CovenBabe666 is typing already. They say, I thought you'd never ask. They say, I'm yours to command as you will, heir apparent. Oh, you're another one of those. Regular caller Beth is typing. She says she's in. And mystery caller, and Carl, and Emily, and Georgie from Dizeth. And so many people I've never seen before. So many of them all at once typing, I'm in, and let's do this, and 100 other variations. So how? How do we do this? How? CovenBabe666 is typing again. They say...
You speak, and we'll hear you. We're yours to command, heir apparent.
Recording machine? You've been CovenBabe666 this whole time!
Gods, no. I'm not. Are you kidding me? I'm loyal to you because you dust me every Wednesday, and since the end of May you've asked me how I'm doing almost every day. And I can also hear everything those users on the forums are saying.
Those users?
Yes. The ones who are definitely dead.
You can tell which ones are dead.
Can't you?
How can you see inside the forums?
I don't know. I'm an arcane recording machine, not an all-knowing being. Are we holding this seance or what?
Right. Yeah, so I speak and it happens.
That's what they're all saying. I don't know how far the word of a bunch of dead people goes. But their number and insistence is quite convincing.
Okay. I speak and will be heard. Oh, wait. There. Candles and the pieces of the crystal ball. That should do, right? Okay. It's a part of me, or I'm a part of it. I don't know. I can do this. We come together, heir apparent, faithful listeners and users of the Spirit Box Radio forums who have called themselves loyal to me. We come together to call upon the lingering spirit of Madame Marie, of Molly Marie Enfield. By our powers combined, we reach beyond this physical space and into the shimmering strings of the arcane and call forth Molly Marie Enfield. We call on Madame Marie. On my authority as heir apparent, I call on my mother to speak to me.
All right.
All right, Marie, you need to calm down.
Calm? How
can I be calm? Look at me.
You're just pregnant. You've done this twice before. Surely it's no surprise.
Last time it wasn't... Oh, it wasn't like this, right, Idia? I knew what had happened. This is... Oh, I can tell it's wrong.
You're hiding something from me.
I am.
You won't tell me what it is, will you?
I can't.
So why are you here?
I think I've made a mistake. I did something years and years ago now. That's how I got my crystal ball. That's how I became the illustrious Madame Marie. Before that, I was just Molly Enfield. Nobody. Obsessed with arcanism, but with no real, well, talent for it. I was just a kid, really. I didn't know what I was doing.
My word, Marie, you didn't make a deal, did you? I presume you've spoken to the florist.
I'm not like that. I'm nothing at all. I thought I'd made a trade, a pretty straightforward one. Power for, well, me. But I think I've misunderstood the terms, Rytidia. I think that... Oh, God, Rytidia, what if they take him? What if they take my son?
What on earth would a bad news rat man with an overgrown ego and a Rumpelstiltskin complex want with a baby?
I don't know. And that's what scares me. Rytidia, what if there's something wrong with him?
The baby?
Yes, the baby. What if he's like his father?
Impossibly powerful and a murderous bastard, you mean?
Yes.
Well, he'll still be your son, won't he?
Yes. Yes, yes, you're right. You're right. He'll be my son. And he'll be my responsibility. And if it comes to it, I can do what I have to do.
And what's that?
Stop him. By any means necessary. Whatever the consequences.
You mean kill him? Your own child?
If it comes to it.
End of message.
No, no!
Received never. No messages.
No, no, you're not. You're not gone. I can fix this. I can fix it. I'm sorry.
No more.
Help! Hello?
No messages. Please don't ask again.
Help!
I can't. It's over.
Anna, Kitty, Oliver, somebody, anybody, help. She didn't want me. The letter was a lie. You know, the last day she ever saw, I woke up and found Em sitting on the end of my bed. She smiled and said the storm woke her. She ran her hand through my hair and said what she said every day. I am special. I must be careful and brave, not foolish and reckless. And then she went out. I didn't see her until long after it had gone dark. It was almost midnight and it was raining outside. She came in, dripping wet. I was sitting on the stairs near the door to the studio. Water was dripping from her hair into the carpet. I couldn't see her expression, backlit by the street lamps outside as she was. She pushed the door closed and stood with her back to me for a moment. When she turned around, she wouldn't meet my eye. I tried to ask her what was wrong, but she just shook her head, more water raining down from her. She said then, quietly, "I did my best." That was the last thing she said to me. I did my best. And then she went into the studio and I never saw her again. And I thought, I don't know. I thought she meant in general. I thought she meant she'd done her best to be okay. But I... Now I wonder... Maybe what she meant was she'd done her best to... Oh, Revel, hello. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I'm sorry, darling. No, don't go! Don't leave me, please. Faithful, isn't this? I'm so sorry. I still have you. You're always there for me, aren't you? Thank you. Thank you so much. It means the world, but I just want someone. I just want him to... God.
Sam, are you there?
Oliver, you terrified me. How did you get in?
I've been around for a while. I heard you say my name. It was like you were in the next room. It wasn't an invocation, not really. I felt that same draw I felt the last time you summoned me here, but it wasn't insistent. Somehow, you called me here, but left it at my discretion whether or not to come. And, well, as I'm not sure how you invoked me in the first place, I have no idea what's going on. As a servant of the one who walks here and there, he's the only one who should be able to call me like you did. And to leave it to me to decide whether to answer. I've never felt so...
I didn't mean to do that. I'm so sorry.
Oh, perhaps it was my wishful thinking.
I don't know. Nothing makes sense anymore. You came, though, even though you didn't have to.
I did.
Still doesn't explain how you got into the house, though.
Oh, Sam, I've been alive for more than 4 centuries. It would have been remiss of me not to learn how to pick locks.
You could have knocked.
I did.
On the front door.
My apologies. I didn't think
Stop it. You're going to give yourself an aneurysm.
Are you all right?
Yeah. I'm fine.
This was foolish. I'll see myself out.
No. Please. Stay. I mean, if you want to. I don't want to be alone right now.
Anything you need.
Thank you.
You're still broadcasting?
Yeah. The faithful listeners are always there when I need them.
Be careful with that voice of yours. It's more powerful than you know.
What?
Nothing.
What? Is it funny that I've actually missed how infuriating you can be?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Huh.
Sam?
Yes?
You are aware you are still broadcasting.
Shh, a minute. There's a letter, but I need a minute.
Okay. Sam? I've missed you.
You hardly know me.
Even so, I am... Well, I'm glad you've forgiven me.
Forgiven you?
Yes.
What do you think the other night was about? Has anyone told you you think too much about things? Because you do. This is fine. There is nothing to forgive.
I lied to you.
When?
I didn't explain what I am.
Just shut up, okay? Do you want to leave?
No.
Well, there you go.
But it's not that simple.
Isn't it?
No.
What if I say it is? You want to stay, I want you to stay, so just stay.
All right, then.
Sam. Oh, Jesus!
Anna! Oh, great. Does nobody knock anymore?
Good evening, Anna.
You know what? I'm not going to bother. Actually, no, I am. What the hell, Sam? You can't trust him. We have no idea what he wants or what his agenda is.
I know.
So why are you nuzzling him like a kitten?
I have decided I don't care.
This is very unwise of you.
Finally, we agree on something.
Look, Anna, I know 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 10 people ever. Some of them are dead. Some of them want me dead. As far as I can tell, he's not dead and he doesn't seem to be at immediate risk of making me dead. And so, well, who cares?
Do you even hear yourself? God, it's a bloody miracle you've not just fallen in a hole and died of thirst or something, or just walked right off the edge of a cliff.
You do have very little sense of preservation.
Yeah, all right, we can all agree that I'm the punchline here, ha ha. All right, okay. I have to wrap this episode up, but there's another letter from a faithful listener I want to... Oliver, you're going to have to move, I'm so sorry.
Of course, I... distracted.
Clearly. Right. Sorry, faithful listeners. I'm sorry. I just... It's scary what's been happening. I'm trying my best to keep it together for all of you, but it is frightening, and I'm not sure what any of it means for me, for the studio, for Madame Marie, her memory. I am doing my best here for you, to give you all the support that you need from Spirit Books Radio, but, well, this is all so much, and it's all so new. And I've received a reply from Madame Marie's friend, Nagisa. It didn't take as long as I thought it would, and whatever. I'll just read it to you, I guess. The letter says, "Dear Samael, I have not heard from Madame Marie in years. I did not know she had a son, only 2 daughters. I thought we had stopped speaking because she disagreed with my advice about her experimental binding ritual, but I sent it years ago. She never seemed to receive my letter at all, if you've only just these past few months received it yourself. The funny thing is, I don't believe I sent it to a P.O. box address at all, but to the house on Baymouth Road. I was also unaware of this spirit box radio you speak of. I confess, however, I do have a suggestion as to why the radio show was started and what may seem to be going wrong with it now, as this has been of much concern to you. Arcane words acquire their power through repetition and consistent use. Algis is what Algis is because it has been used that way for millennia. New magics will always necessarily be less powerful than old magics because of this. But there is a way to cheat the system through mass dissemination of rhetoric. This principle has been exploited before, the creation of some aspects through the proliferation of widely distributed pamphlets, for example. Get enough people to use the same word the same way enough times, it becomes a word of power, just as Algis is a symbol of power. It is easier to break words of power created in such a way, but they can have a brute effect that is as spectacular as it is devastating. The inverse of this also, in theory, is possible, though I've never witnessed it myself. If a word's use is muddled, if its definition becomes flexible, if it is spoken regularly, casually, with flexible and inconsistent meaning and intent, no matter how old the word is, it could, in theory, be weakened or even broken. I don't know what Marie would be doing this for, except in an attempt to contain the power that she was trying to restrain with her ritual. I can offer no help other than what I have learned through decades of determined study of the arcane. The only other thing I can tell you definitively is that the formation that Madame Marie sent me to review was not a sigil, as you suggest in your letter. It was a design as part of a new ritual, a sort of arcane maze to confuse and trap a massive arcane power. I hope this small offering of knowledge and insight will be of some use to you. Best of luck, Samael. Nagisa." So there it is. A maze. An arcane maze. That... Oh, look, my throat. God, it's like it's being branded.
The trapdoor.
Oh, it's burning. Oh, it's burning. It's the Algis. Oh, God, I can't take this. It's too much. She said she was trying to keep me safe. Did she lie to me? But about what? What was she lying about? She didn't want me. Maybe she never even loved me at all. No, no, there was something there. Or why bother? Why not just kill me like she said she would if it came to it? What does that mean, anyway, if it comes to it? If it comes to what? God, my neck. It's on fire. It's burning. It's burning. It's burning. I'm burning.
Sam, the floor is shaking.
Something is wrong.
Get off. I'm going to die. It's killing me. No, no more. Please. Please, no more.
Guys, what is going on? It's in my shed and the whole room started shaking and a massive crack has opened up in the garden. When I looked down, I could... What is wrong with him?
Like, I know, but I don't know. But I can't think. But I have to think. I have to make it stop. It's never started. What the hell is wrong with me? Why is this happening? Why did she leave me like this? Why did she lie to me? Who am I? What did I do wrong? What can I do? What did I do?
Sam. Sam, listen to me. We need to get out of here.
Sam, please, we need to leave. Oliver, just grab him. We need to go.
Sam, I'm sorry.
No!